Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, several things. Right before the show, I started to chuckle because every time I pull up the screen, more information comes down on me. And it's just so unthinkable that it's even being tolerated. Do you guys remember the woman, Casey Anthony? You remember she had something to do with her daughter's death, Kaylee Anthony? They're doing a documentary on her. And interestingly enough, you see this across the board. As a matter of fact, this all came up once. I was sitting in Coronado, California. We were in a pizza joint. And we were just going to have some pizza, and I looked up, and I noticed Al Capone and Bugsy Siegel and all these mobsters up on the wall that were glorified. And then I ended up making a video on our social media platform, and I called it Glorifying the Devil. Isn't it interesting how movie deals and book deals are given to those that are behind bars? Those that are responsible for murder and mass murder, and how hungry people are to hear from people that have committed heinous crimes. So much so they can't wait until their documentary or their movie comes out. That is insane. That's insanity. Interestingly enough, when you look at the judgment of God, the Bible says clearly that the Lord will judge you according to your thoughts. So while people are being entertained by these things, you better understand what's coming your way. Put that up against Amos 6:3. Folks, you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page as well. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, you can. Let's stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You just heard this during the break, friends. Bronny James in stable condition after suffering a cardiac arrest at USC. Hey, all of you guys doing the bidding for those that are paying you off to shut your mouth and to play the fool for the American people, those that have gone along with it and taking the experimental jabs, how's that working out for you? And sad to say, in this particular case, Bronny James is just such one that I'm speaking of now. It's a sad day in America when people are willing to sacrifice their children on the altar of ignorance. I mean, that's how people are destroyed, Hosea 4:6, is it not? But look at this. This is continuing on, friends. Yesterday, I had highlighted some video of a sportscaster who was talking. All of a sudden, he just fell over right during the broadcast. Again, I want to remind people that this has not gone away. People are still dropping off all over the place. I'm a radio guy, so I got to try to stay up on top of current events, and I get social media platforms. And it is absolutely amazing how videos are being made almost on a weekly basis of all the people dying during that week. And why is that? Well, it's happening because of the short-term memories of the American people. It really, truly is. Also wanted to highlight something here, too, because what we're going to be talking about is the injustice to which Americans have become accustomed to is destroying this country. Let me say it again. The injustice to which Americans have been accustomed to is exactly what's destroying this country. I want you to listen to this, and I want you to contemplate the person that's being, well, this is an inquisition. Okay, this is a congressional oversight making inquisition of agencies, let me remind you once again, that are unconstitutional. And I want to show you how they respond to the crimes that they're guilty of during these congressional hearings, okay? Because it's important that you do. And here is such, or here is one. Such individual, Miss Mace, who makes inquiry into one of these agencies, and listen to how she responds to it.
You hear if you can't even answer our questions.
You can't even answer our questions.
All day long related to DEI. You won't answer our questions about bargaining agreements. You just hide behind them and won't.
Okay. So these unconstitutional agencies that are guilty of crime, when they're thrown over to congressional hearings, Congress is the voice of the people, the oversight of the people through their said representatives, right? Those that are created unconstitutionally guilty of crimes don't answer the questions. I just want to make clear that you all understand what we're talking about here today. The injustice to which Americans have been accustomed to during a congressional hearing. Miss Mace here is saying you don't even answer the questions that you're asked. But yet they're prosecuting people, those that have been called out for their crimes that don't answer for their crimes or in defense of what they've committed, somehow or another are given a pass that they don't even have to give an account to the people that they're supposed to serve. That's right. That's exactly what she's highlighting right here, friends.
For those questions, do you know what happens when you have a job in the private sector and you don't show up? What happens?
Congressman, I don't quite understand the question.
What happens when you have a job in the private sector? She's asking this oversight director. Ahuja is her name. Ahuja, A-H-U-J-A, no joke. Right? She's asked the question, do you know what it means when you don't show up at a job in the private sector? Yeah, you get fired, right? What does she say? The woman says back, Director Ahuja says back, I don't understand the questions. Hey, folks, 1 Kings 13:33, read it because that's what's in play today.
You're the director of the Office of Personnel Management, and you don't know in the private sector if you don't show up to work. You know what happens? You get fired. Like, how do you oversee federal employees, and you can't even answer the simplest, most basic questions here today. Like, why are you here if you can't answer our questions?
Because they're just stand-ins, and that's what the American people haven't figured out yet. That's exactly what the people haven't figured out yet. Here, let me show you something really quick, friend. Someone just posted this today, and I thought a good rebuttal for the American people. Someone posted this. It says, Bud Light has dropped to 14th in America. They've lost billions because the American people are rejecting this immoral agenda being pushed by the government. Sound of Freedom just hit $100 million at the box office. Okay, Try That in a Small Town is the number one song on iTunes. Jason Aldean. Disney has lost over $900 million on their last 8 releases. And then the person posts on the very bottom, the silent majority is real. Of course it is. That's the voice the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear. But yet what's shameful is what the silent majority has tolerated up to this point concerning the crimes that are being committed against them. Folks, we're going to come back. Got a couple more things to share with you, and then I'm going to get to the topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can try. trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, people are making comments about Bronny James in stable condition after suffering. Okay, guys, cardiac arrest at the USC. Well, of course nobody feels good about that. It's a sad day in America when old LeBron's willing to go ahead and throw his kid under the bus because he didn't want to do his own due diligence. And that is, in fact, where we're at today, folks. But don't forget about the pandemic. Too many people are still falling over, friends, dead because of those experimental jabs. And again, remember, there has been no justice in any sense of the word, regardless of all the grillings that have taken place by the clown in the circus of politics, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. But I'll tell you this, they raised a lot of money on top of their paychecks to go ahead and garner more money and not doing the job that they promised that they would do when it comes to the likes of Anthony Fauci. P.S. Did everybody see this yesterday? Ron Paul calls for an investigation into Anthony Fauci, and the very next day, Ron Paul's building burns down. Did you all see this? Go ahead and check out the news. If you didn't see it, it's because the mainstream media is censoring and suppressing important information again. Once again, illegally suppressing free speech in this country. Just making clear that everybody's in the know concerning what's going on here. I've taken some time in the past, Deuteronomy 28 verse 43, check it out, concerning those that are coming into America illegally, being allured by your said representatives, your said governors and or or your mayors and federal government stealing your money and alluring illegals to come into America and to live off of your labor. That's in fact what's happening. 2 Corinthians 3:10 comes to my aid. If they don't work, they don't eat. But that's not what happens today. Only in America can the said representatives commit the act of treason under the guise of compassion by alluring people into this country that are committing crimes against American people. Which, by the way, if you look at the Constitution and you look at federal laws concerning those that allure them in, first of all, that's treason, Article 3, Section 3. Second of all, if those illegals come into the United States of America and they commit a crime, the person that allured them in is personally responsible for the crimes that that illegal immigrant has in fact committed against an innocent American. That's a fact. That is an absolute fact. We've highlighted that statute before, and it still applies today. But look what's going on. Liberty One just reported illegal immigrant convicted of beheading his girlfriend found not guilty due to mental illness. That's all people have to do is go ahead and hide behind mental illness. You see that doorman kid that just lined up his three little boys and executed them? That's all they're going to do is hide behind mental illness, friends, so they don't get the death penalty. And I want to tell you something. That is what advocates for more crime. That's what breeds more crime. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and that's exactly why we're in trouble again. One more time, Americans. Liberty One just reported illegal immigrant convicted of beheading girlfriend found not guilty due to mental illness. Look at the crimes that these individuals are responsible for committing. Also wanted to highlight one more. Now, last week we highlighted the fact that we had a Muslim that was going to commit jihad at a festival in the state of North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota. You've seen this, right? If you haven't, friends, these are the illegals that are coming in. And when I say that, friends, if they're still wearing their religious garb, keep in mind they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. And that is a sign of them willing to and wanting to still conquer. I've given you enough quotes from the Quran. I've given you quotes straight out of their mouth, including that of CARE and how they're calling for the murder of the infidel. The list goes on. Well, we have another situation now happening, friends. I believe this one just took place in none other than Huntington Beach, California. This guy's name is Ahmad Abdullah, okay? I want you to go ahead and check this out. I'll paint the picture for you if you're listening to me in one of the 159 cities across the country or into the 53 countries. I do want to remind you that if you want to call in and you want to make a comment, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. This is a video from Law and Crime Trial Network, but I want you to see the video of this Muslim that came into America because he needed asylum from his war-stricken country. He needed to get away from civil war, so what does he do? He brings that culture to America, but it didn't fare well for him, just like the one in Fargo, North Dakota.
Stop!
Body camera video shows the moments that led up to a deadly officer-involved shooting in West Virginia.
Hey, it's your call.
Hey, look. Hey,
your call.
Hey, let's do it.
Hey.
The fatal shooting happened on July 3rd in Huntington, West Virginia. At about 1:40 that afternoon, dispatch received a 911 call for reports of a man threatening to shoot.
So we have a Muslim
blow up a house
in Huntington. Threatening to blow up a house. This is what they do, right?
Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands.
Here's the police officer.
Let me see your hands.
Huntington police officers arrived on the scene to find 25-year-old Ahmad Abdullah outside. Video shows an officer call for Abdullah to remove his hand from his pocket.
Tell him to pay attention to my staff.
Hey, let me take your hand out of your pocket.
No, I won't.
Right now.
Hey, listen, man.
Start me a couple more units over here.
So the police officer is telling him
he's
got a gun, he's going to blow up a building.
A minute, this continues as Abdullah refuses to cooperate with the officer.
Let me see your hands.
Listen, man.
Hey, don't do it.
So the Muslim kid's telling the police officer to back up.
Abdullah can be heard saying he's going to set something on fire.
He's going to set something on fire.
Hey, you got 5 seconds. Come on, man. Put that down. Talk to me.
He later says he's going to shoot at the officer.
Hey, it's your call. I ain't going anywhere.
Hey, listen, I'm about to blow you.
Hey, I'm about to blow you up, he said.
Seconds go by, and
this is what these Muslims are doing in America, friends. Right in the face of the American people.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Hey, stop. Stop.
See, the police officer shouldn't have to say stop 15 times before he actually responds, friends.
Taken to the hospital where he later died of his injury.
You know, see, what's, I want to tell you what's happening here, friends, is these Muslims are coming here because they see over at the UK and in Germany and France because the police have been disarmed. I'm not kidding you. And what's happening is these Muslims are going, they're grabbing these machetes and they're swiping at people and killing people. And the only thing that the police have to actually defend themselves or to assail somebody is a stun gun. I'm not kidding, right? So when they come to America, they think that they're going to go ahead and get away with the same things that they can get away with in other countries. But sadly, and sad to say, for those that want to come here and assail innocent people, that's not faring very well with them, and rightfully so. I want to say one more thing, too. Now, I see a lot of social media platforms and people highlighting the crimes of the police. And listen, nobody's about that. Nobody's about that in any sense of the word. But again, I want to say from experience, firsthand experience, the police officers that I have as friends and sheriffs and state troopers and military police, every single one of them are on the same exact page that we're on today. And if it wasn't for them, to be quite frank, friends, we would be in a lot of trouble today. Now, we brought ourselves to that point, okay, so if anybody's complaining about having police on the street, keep in mind, we brought ourselves to that point. Now, we have them, and the fact of the matter is we better strengthen them and stand with them. And I want to make clear as to what I'm saying here. Nobody's going to stand with a crooked cop, but there's going to be a lot of people that are going to stand with the good cops, just like me. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that there's no reason why a police officer has to worry about if he shoots someone trying to kill him, and it's on video, and you've heard it over and over and over again. You heard the criminal say what he was saying. I'm going to blow up this building. I'm going to start it on fire. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And gets up and assails the police officer. Does anybody in their right mind feel that that police officer has to tell him to stand down 15 times before he can actually defend himself? Well, that's what the government is doing today to our police. They're tying their arms just like they did in the military over and over again, Afghanistan, Iraq. They were tying the arms of our military and our police behind their back so they couldn't do their jobs. Who does that serve, folks, besides the corrupt, more than the corrupt? And, of course, remember, it doesn't apply to the corrupt, right? Or so they think. They think that just being lawless and not bringing forth justice works good for them so they can wield more control. Well, that's true, but for a moment, because sooner or later it's all going to come tumbling down on them as well. So with that said, friends, I'm bothered when I look at police officers that have to say stand down or, you know, drop the weapon 15 times before they can actually defend themselves. Enough of that nonsense, friends. We are the law in this country, and we need to enforce the law, and we need to stand behind the good people that uphold the law. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. UPS and Teamsters are avoiding a strike after reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. A strike by UPS workers would have been the largest in U.S. history. Ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. Conservative House Republicans are pushing for spending cuts below levels agreed to in the debt ceiling bill brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House.
We failed the American people. Everyone who voted for that bill essentially owned the Biden agenda, the Biden spending, for the remaining 1.5 years of this Congress.
Virginia Republican Bob Good said he wants to cut non-defense spending to pre-pandemic levels. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the Southwest for weeks is expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to see what grown-ups act like, you should see the social media platform. It's embarrassing. It really, truly is in a lot of ways. I don't want you guys calling down at GCN and harassing the guys neither. If you're going to call in and be civil, that's one thing. But if you're going to start to harass them, you're not going on the radio. That's their call. Just wanted to make clear, okay, we got some good guys down there, and we don't want to jeopardize that. So, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2, 5, John 14, 6, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, Acts 4, 12. You guys get the point. Cool. Okay, so let's get over to this. The injustice to which Americans have become accustomed to is what's destroying this country. Hey, folks, all day long, it's amazing what the mainstream media pushes. They're pushing a subversive message. If they're not promoting something that runs in contrast to our laws, like to their movies, which they do all day because the Supreme Court, the injustices, the 9 unelected bureaucrats that sit on that court, on that bench, say it's free speech. Again, it blows me away that people are ignorant enough to believe what the Supreme Court says or what the corrupt say. That all comes from a lack of knowledge of the Word of God. And here we are again. I was watching some documentaries last night, watched tons of them. And one of them just happened to be Dick Winters from the 101st 506th. The Airborne Division from World War II. If you haven't seen the documentary Band of Brothers, 99.9% of that stuff is actual events that took place during World War II. So I watched some interviews with Dick Winters, and boy, oh boy, you want to talk about a leader? And, you know, it's interesting how when you talk to those guys, that's hard for them to talk about the actual events because of how many of their friends they lost in the process. So back in the 40s, they fought preserving our republic, their posterity, their kids today. Watch how their kids are destroying what it is that they fought for. It's astounding. That is truly, I can't, there's not a word that can actually explain the shame that the American people should feel for what they tolerate when it comes to what's happening in their country. What do we hear all day, folks? We hear all day a new crime's being committed by someone in the administration or in the government or in the church, and what happens to them? Absolutely nothing. I highlighted this yesterday. Folks, it's interesting how all these corrupt individuals that have been interrogated through their inquisitions from congressional oversight for 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 years in this country, and many of them are still here doing the same thing today. Why? Because the law was not enforced against their crime, and that was clear that they were lawbreakers in the process. The American people have been accustomed to what is destroying this country. And what's destroying this country are the American people that fail to understand that they are the law. That is the truth of the matter. We're the strength of the Constitution. Americans have forgotten that we in this country, together under God, are the law. They now think that their said representatives can go ahead and do whatever they want to do without any consequence whatsoever. You are incorrect. I'm about ready to show you another video. And I want you to consider the fox in the chicken coop here. This happens all day. I can do shows like this every single day of the week, literally, because that's all these individuals are doing. The clowns in the circus of politics are doing nothing. Ephesians 4:14, doing nothing but appeasing the American people into believing that they're getting the job done. But one question that everybody needs to beg, where is the justice? Okay? The one that you're about ready to see now is Marjorie Taylor Greene putting up graphic photos of Hunter Biden on display at a televised hearing. Now, keep in mind who's bringing forth this little expose, okay? It's the fox in the chicken coop. Here, let me go ahead and play this. She says what needs to be said for the most part. She highlights the crimes of Hunter Biden and all of the crimes that ensue, the trail that Hunter Biden has been leading for decades, the little crackhead, the individual that has part to play in child trafficking and prostitution rings. Well, here, let me go ahead and have her tell you, because she's going to do just that.
Mr. Ziegler, when did you start your investigation and your testimony? It was November 2018. Is that correct? Yes or no?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. During your testimony with the House,
telling you everything you need to hear,
stated that through bank records, you identified Hunter Biden was paying prostitutes related to a potential prostitution.
The crimes of the president's son.
Yes or no?
Yes, that's correct.
I've also reviewed those same bank reports, commonly referred to as SARs, suspicious activity reports. And I'm very troubled.
Yes, she does, Lori. Yes, she does.
We've read thousands of them in the Treasury.
So now she's showing you the crimes committed by Hunter Biden.
This report talks about human trafficking, and in regards to Hunter Biden and Owasco, and payments he was making. What's even more troubling to me is that the Department of Justice has brought no charges against Hunter Biden.
You just heard it. The Department of Justice has brought forth no charges. Okay.
The rights of these women who are clearly victims under the law. I would like to talk about in your prior testimony, you stated that the prosecutorial team was investigating violations of the Mann Act. Is that correct, Mr. Ziegler?
That is correct.
Regarding the Mann Act, if a person is transported across state lines for sexual activity, such as prostitution, that could be a violation of
this is incredible.
Is that correct?
She's highlighting the crimes of Hunter Biden, the president's
the
son.
Federal law regarding Mann Act, and I believe that that is correct, but I would refer you to the DOJ manual.
Thank you. I would like to present this to the committee. This is showing Hunter Biden paying for a victim's United flight from L.A. to Dulles. This was a, I believe this
so,
is
So, I mean, all the evidence is there concerning the crimes of Hunter Biden. This is the new hot topic today.
Proof that
notice how we hear these every day of the week, yet none of them are ever prosecuted for their crimes.
She flew her from Los Angeles to Washington on June 14th.
Incredible.
Flew her back to
great specificity.
Los Angeles, California on June
14th. For by the laws, the knowledge of the crime, Romans 3:20.
And
so what she's
I
doing
would like
here.
To point out that if he was purchasing her a plane ticket for sex and traveling across.
Okay, so
lines,
this goes on for 9 minutes, folks.
Act, Mr. Ziegler.
This goes on for 9 minutes, and we could stay on it. But again, we don't need to hear more of the crimes that are being committed by Hunter Biden because we know that he is a criminal. Same thing with Joe Biden. Same thing with Donald Trump. Same thing with Barack Obama. Same thing with George W. Bush. Same thing for the Clintons. But where are they, friends? They're out today committing more crimes. Americans, you're bringing this upon yourselves. Okay. Now, I wanted to highlight this really quick, too, because it's important that we do. And I can do this for all of them. Literally, all of them. Rand Paul, Jason Chaffetz, Jim Jordan, all of them. Daryl Issa. The list goes on. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. They highlight the crimes of politicians. They raise more money on top of what they're already getting paid, aggrandizing wealth unto themselves, but yet there's no justice. And yet, justice is what guards our liberties. Now, you just heard Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay? She's the fox in the chicken coop, just to show you how they are guarding the chicken coop, okay? You have Marjorie Taylor Greene. Did you know, just going back just a little bit under the pandemic, did you know that she decried those that were forcing vaccines on people as vaccine Nazis? Right? Yeah, most people can agree, right? But did you also know that Marjorie Taylor Greene was found investing into Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca? You see how this works? Okay? This is why you don't get any justice. Now, is this her job to bring forth justice? No, that's the Department of DOJ, but they're protecting each other concerning their crimes that they're guilty of. Okay? That's all I'm trying to highlight here. If you want to know why there's no justice, it's because the American people aren't demanding justice. Because they've been taught in the public church building, in the American version of what they call Christianity, thou shalt not judge, yet that's all Scripture teaches us to do. Now, if you go to 7:24 of John, you'll see exactly what it's about. It's the very heart of God in Jeremiah 9:24, and it's our wisdom in Deuteronomy 4:6. But the people have forgotten that. Why? Because it tells us in 28 verse 5 of Proverbs that evil men understand not justice. And why is that? Because if you go to that which precedes that in scriptural, in context, the Bible clearly tells us those that forsake God's law praise the wicked. And that's where we're at today. Hence you have a Donald Trump. Right? Then we have, adding insult to more insult, we also found that Marjorie Taylor Greene was actually buying stock into these organizations. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has also accused the Walt Disney Company of sexualizing children. This we all know. We didn't really need Marjorie Taylor Greene to tell us this, but she should be seeking to enforce the law. Has she drawn up the articles of impeachment? I hope so. Has Lauren Boebert You know, daddy's little girl? Has she drawn up the articles of impeachment? I hope so. But did you know that while Marjorie Taylor Greene was accusing the Walt Disney Company of sexualizing children, Greene also owned up to $45,000 worth of Disney stock? Oh, folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. I can do a whole show on just the hypocrisies of those that you put up with in this country. We're going to come right back. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Listen carefully to Ebenezer Erskine. Old school guys, a Puritan preacher. Boy, folks, those guys, they were walking the walk. And again, I'm talking about Ebenezer Erskine. He said, "The triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment. Whereas the groanings of the righteous are but short, and their jubilee and triumph shall be everlasting." Amen. Amen. I mean, folks, right now we are on the testing grounds. We are on the battlefield. I'm going to highlight that in just a moment if I get time in doing so. We got Michael calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Yeah, do we got Michael? Hello? Do we have Michael? Okay, hey, Michael. Hello?
No, sorry, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, it's all yours. Go for it.
My bad. So I want to expound on your main
topic. Hey, listen, Michael, really quick, when you call in, this isn't like your radio show opportunity. Make the point, because there's other people holding on behind you, and we appreciate your calls, but you got to just kind of PowerPoint it, because I've only got 1 hour, and there is a reason, my friend. People call it the fastest hour on national radio, so go for it.
Okay. In 1988, there was a man named Gary Hart. And he was running for president on the Democratic ticket. There was a photograph of him with a 29-year-old model on his lap. They crucified him, and he backed out of the campaign. Over 40 years later, we have a man who allegedly had an affair with a porn star and then allegedly paid her off to keep her quiet through his alleged lawyer, and he's worshipped as a god. I put the atmosphere of the country at the feet of the American people.
Yep.
Washington, D.C., and our state governments are nothing but a reflection of society. Brother Dean, also, sir, on a side note, you have an interloper in your chat room that is making nasty, disparaging remarks against our friend David Knight. If you don't have time to address it live today, could you please, sir, either address it in your comment field on your show today, please review the chat room, address it tomorrow.
You got it.
It's an outrage when claims are made on somebody, but then you challenge this interloper to back up his claim, and he refuses to do so. Sir, that's a liar, and that's someone bearing false witness. And we don't need this in this chat room, brother.
Amen. I appreciate it, Michael. And again, I couldn't agree more. That was fantastic. Very well said, my friend. I mean, that was very well said. If you don't mind, I want to highlight this one more time. The injustice to which Americans have become accustomed to is what is destroying this country. Period. And I don't know, by the way, just for the record, as to what's going on the chat line, but I will check it out momentarily once the show's over. Folks, I want to talk about something that I wrote in my new book. I've got my first one done. It's called Soldier of the Cross, okay? And that one's being done. It's complete. And now I'm working on another book called Behold the Lamb of God. And in that, I'm talking about the blood shed, the importance of the blood. Friends, let me say it this way. Spurgeon was right. The Prince of Preachers was right when he said, if there is no blood, there's no salvation. Folks, you better pay attention to this. Jesus was called, Behold the Lamb of God, for a reason. Why? Because he taketh away the sins of the world, John 1:29. And without the blood, there is no salvation. What cleans you from your sin on this earth? Now, right? This isn't a spirit of Antichrist that we're preaching here. It's a spirit of Christ. He is now. Paul said clearly, the man that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, that as he is, so are we in this world. What he did for us on that cross is promised to us now in this lifetime. And without it, you're going to be a defeated foe, not only here, but also when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, when you tell him that you rejected the salvation that the Lord bled Calvary to give as a propitiation, 1 John 2:2. So in one of the chapters, I wrote, the cross of Christ is a judgment upon sin. And this is true. So this is why we shouldn't commit high-handed sin or remain in our sin. Listen to what Spurgeon said, friends. This is important that you hear this. The cross is the danger signal to you. It warns us that if God spared not his only son, that he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn us that swift and sure destruction awaits us if we continue to rebel against the Lord, if we continuously remain in our sin. Okay? The Christ crucified is God's hatred towards sin, and it's his love for mankind. Now, when you look at John 12:31, it tells us, Now judgment is upon the world and this world. The sentence is being passed. Now the ruler of this world, Satan himself, will be cast out. This is why I'm humored when I see people talking about what the devil's doing, when in fact, when Jesus said it is finished, he meant just that. And what was it? It was a judgment upon the heads of Satan himself, and he was cast out. Furthermore, if you go to the other other side of that scripture is clear when it tells us, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because that was the power of God unto salvation. We are called to be witnesses of the resurrection, friends. We are not to be witnesses of a dead letter that killeth, but the Spirit that giveth life, because scripture is clear that we are written epistles for all men to read in power as witnesses of the resurrected one, right? This is what I want you to catch. In Albert Barnes and his commentary and exposition, he helps us bring into clear understanding. This is a light, friends, if you're in a dark room. This turns a light of understanding where you may have not had it before. He said, now is approaching the decisive scene, the eventful period, the crisis, when Christ went to the cross. When it shall be determined who shall rule this world, there has been a long conflict between the powers of light and darkness, between God and the devil. Satan has so effectually ruled that he may be said to be the prince of this world. But my approaching death, Jesus said, will destroy his kingdom, will break down his power, and will be the means of setting up the kingdom of God over man. Again, this is a victory for those that have ears to hear. The death of Christ was to be the most grand and effectual of all means that could be used to establish the authority of law and the government of God. Read Romans 8, 3 and 4. This it did by showing the regard which God had for his law. By what? By showing his hatred of sin and presenting the strongest motives to induce man to leave the service of Satan. By securing the influences of the Holy Spirit and by putting forth his own direct power in the cause of virtue and of God. So therefore, the death of Jesus was the determining cause, the grand crisis, the consecration of all that God had ever done or ever will do to break down the kingdom of Satan and set up his power over man. What is it that Satan does today? If you bow down to me and worship me, all of this is mine to give. You're being allured away from the very cross that Christ calls us all to and bids us to. If we avoid that, we're going to succumb to the spirit of the world and the devil himself. But when we go to the cross and we repent for our sins, we deny ourselves and take up that cross and follow him, he promises that we have been given all power over the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19. What does scripture say? In end, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning, and for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's found in 1 John 3:18. And how many people, in contrast to what I'm sharing with you right now, how many people today, friends, talk about them being Christians when in fact they're still in their sin? They have deceived themselves into believing that they're going to heaven, when in fact Jesus said those that continue in their sin will die in their sin. And let me ask you, friends, where do sinners go? They go to where they belong, because they refuse the mercy of God in repentance towards God in putting their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. It tells us in 1 John 3:6 that he that abideth in Christ sinneth not. Folks, if you need to keep his commandments better, you ask him for more grace in doing so. You ask him for more grace in doing so. Again, check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you're new to the show. I see a lot more folks on the show today. Again, check us out. That's who we are. You're supposed to judge us by what we have done, our fruit that are hanging on the branches of the tree of this ministry. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, we love you in demonstration by what we do, and we are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves by keeping our hand to the plow that Jesus told us to keep our hands on. He said, look not back, because if you do, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. We got our hand fixed, friends, on that plow. Join us, because it's a lot easier when more than just one person or a few are pushing that plow forward. Roll forward, Zion, is what I'm thinking of from John Alexander Dowie. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.